We'll soon see the next din. It's not called a good chibur. The Gemara says kiretnan, like we learned. Irub mikvois. If you want a memarif, two mikvahs, one next to another. Like most of our mikvahs that we have now is, we have one bor, the kosher mikvah, and then you have a pipe that connects it to the base that's filled with wit tovel in, and after we put in the new fresh clean water, then we make a chibur, we attach the two mikvahs together with the pipe. Now how wide does that pipe have to be to connect the two mikvois? Kiretnan irub mikvois, kishaferas hanoid. It has to be wide enough, at least, kishaferas hanoid, kuvel kachalolo. Bishte yetzboyis choizeres lemkoimim. It has to be wide enough that your two fingers could go around it very easily. That's how wide the hole has to be, connecting the two mikvahs together. That's called the chibur, the two waters are touching one another. But less than that, it's not called touching the two waters. So if you have a Pepsi Cola bottle inside the mikvah, and now you take these sonoras somehow, and you just stick it inside the bottle, I don't know how you do it, because you get into the mikvah first, but if you just throw it into the bottle somehow, it's not called a good tefillah. Because the water inside the Pepsi Cola bottle is not mechubur to the water in the mikvah. Shrashi iruv mikvois. Mikvah chosa bitzad mikvah sholim. You have a big mikvah, a kosher mikvah, and right next to it you have a smaller mikvah. It's not kosher. V'yatsino b'neim ha-mechaber, and you have a pipe in between them, connecting them. Im yesh barocha kashveras anoit. Kekona, like kona means like a pipe, like a reed. She nois to mepi ha-noit sh'or. That you put on the top of a flask made out of skin. Now how does that, why does it have to be? Kecholol v'uver, vein beiz et zboyis choizes l'mkoymum. Shodem yochol l'galga b'toy chololoi, beiz et zboyis l'chol tzad. You could take your two fingers easily and turn it around always. That's wide enough to make a chibur between the two waters. Heavy iruv umatvil af kelim. You can be tovel kelim then, even in the smaller mikvah. The smaller mikvah is called attached to the big mikvah, the kosher mikvah. For hay nami chashosh tumah diraisi. There's also a chashosh tumah diraisa, because on the tzad like a Pepsi Cola bottle that it's smaller than these two fingers, so it's not called a chibur diraisa. So therefore, if you put the tomadika needles inside the bottle, it's tamei mediraisa. So that's why in the ratio of the Mishnah, you're not allowed to be tevel one kli instead of another kli, as the gzeira auto, the second kli will be so small. The Gemara says, Sovelo, ki hod the Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avua. That Yud Aleph, Milas Shomakan, not like Rabbi Lodi. He learns, no, a Mishnah means 11 Milas. Because now it's very good. The first one and the Katsitsa had two different reasons. So there are 11 differences now. And he's going like this. Sheish Rishoinois Bein LaKodesh Bein LaChumr Shinaz Vateros HaKodesh. So the first six Chumrs in the Mishnah with Sachshoshim, that's even Tamim Adiraisam, applies even to regular Chulin that you know you got Taras HaKodesh. But Achroinus, the last five, LaKodesh is only for regular Kodshim, Avalor LaChul Shinaz Vateros HaKodesh. But not for regular chulin, shenatzal teres hakodesh. Since it's not any chashash tumim deraisa, there's only a pure chashash in the rabbonins. The rabbonin were machmir, you don't have to worry about it. Yes. All right, we'll stop here.